1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Trooper Tuesday with R.E.M. That's the Sorry song. A lot of people don't know what the real title of that song is, Anthony.
Ah.
It's called South Central Rain from the Reckoning CD. And Orange Crush from Green before that. And this, too, for Tuesday. On the way, we got some AC/DC. Ooh, we're playing Money Talks today. Very cool.
All right.
Razor's Edge CD, a fine CD by the band.
You have the music in front of us there, Opie. Are we rocking today?
We are definitely rocking, Anthony.
Thank you. I must say.
Let me take a little peek at the twofers coming up. Mm-hmm.
Take a little twofer peek.
I'm going to take a peek at the twofers. You two, Stones, Springsteen, like it. Petty, okay, very good. Aerosmith, Metallica, Doors.
Oh, good, good.
Meat and potato, rock and roll. That's what I like.
I like it.
Van Halen, Bowie, Crows, and Melonhead. Very nice.
Nothing silly in there?
Honestly, no.
Good.
Good. I think I like every song we're playing. Well, except for that one. But that's okay.
But you can't like them all. That's obvious. But as long as there's nothing silly.
No, nothing silly. We'll make believe we love every song.
Okay.
Well, just stating the truth.
All right.
I mean, you can't honestly say, you know, you tune in your favorite radio station, you honestly think the jock likes every song he plays?
Well, and they talk like this, they do.
That's kind of silly.
Hey, I like every song we're playing.
It's kind of silly to think that.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're in the business, it's sacrilegious to talk bad about the music you play.
Right. So there's a song in there that you don't really care for.
One or two, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try to figure them out.
No.
I'll try to figure them out.
All right, you can try to figure out as we go along today.
You can play along at home. Try to figure out which songs Opie doesn't like.
Listen for the sarcasm. All right. What do you want to do here? There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
We're getting a ton of faxes and phone calls. People want to hear the William Shatner game analysis from the Jet Broncos.
Well, everybody's been doing game analysis. You know, they look at the game, they see what the problems were, where the Jets went wrong. It's been hashed and rehashed. Maybe on the fan, you're
back in the mad dog. How about that Jets team? They deserve a lot of credit for their spectacular run that you had all season long. Obviously, had quite a problem with the Broncos.
Are they still talking about the game over there, you think?
Oh, of course.
Got to give Bill Parcells a lot of credit. He's coming back for another season.
Bill Parcells obviously has to come back, and he wants to go out a winner. So he's got the team. He could go all the distance maybe next year.
Isn't that right, Maggie? That's right, Maggie. All right, listen. We can make this our Jets break. This group, is it Scott Van Dusen?
Yeah.
Is this the same Scott Van Dusen I worked with in Rochester?
You radio people. You all know each other. You're all one big happy family.
No, I worked with a Scott Van Dusen in Rochester at WCMF. Anyway.
Didn't I work with Seymour Dix back out in Frisco? I believe it was 68. Sure, that was Seymour Dix, wasn't it?
Was it the Seymour Dix?
No, there was a Seymour Dix out of Missouri, I remember, at KLNQ. And then there was a Seymour Dix out in Frisco and a Seymour Dix out in San Diego.
You know, the sad part is there's another Opie working in this business.
Yeah.
And this has been my stupid nickname since I was 10. It's not even a radio name.
Yeah, you got screwed. I really did get screwed. You picked a wacky radio name.
Opie!
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, I would have picked this one.
And then I have to be, my real name has to be Anthony. So people get confused going, oh, Opie and Andy, that's cute. It's a Mayberry thing.
Oh. All right, would you like to hear the Jets song?
Yes, I want to hear this.
This is about the Lost Sunday.
Okay.
As soon as you don't like it, tell me and we'll get rid of it.
All right.
Sing.
Well, that was all right. Mm. It had potential. They only had 2 days to write it, though.
I was wondering what David Coverdale's been up to.
All right, well, there you go.
All right, what you want me to file this?
Yeah, you could file the, sure, the Jets losing song.
We'll probably play it again, right?
Later on, I think.
Because it's really good?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm sure all the people that suffer through watching the Jets lose really appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, so why don't you put it aside so we can play it?
All right. All right. Yeah, that'll stay right there.
The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday with AC/DC off the Razor's Edge. That is Money Talks. This Razor's Edge CD, very, very good. Very good. It's overlooked by many rock stations around the country, unfortunately. But there's a bunch of ditties on this thing that are great songs for the radio, including Thunderstruck.
All right.
You don't care about my little AC/DC rap?
I'm looking, as you're talking, I'm looking at instant feedback. I'm jotting some things down, Opie. I'm very busy on this side of the console.
Sure you are. What are you doing over there?
I was writing some stuff down.
Oh, for our Clinton bit that's coming up? I mean, oops.
No. Yeah, that could be, maybe. Some of that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's play the William Shatner from yesterday, if I can find it here.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to just, you know, pound the Jets loss to death here, but William Shatner was in yesterday, and he analyzed the Jets' performance against the Broncos.
Unique analysis.
So check this out.
Greetings. I have a few thoughts on the game, Opie. Anthony, if you would let me speak.
Okay.
This John Elway is a lot like the Gorn I fought with those huge teeth. I believe if a couple of members of the Jets could have found some sulfur and diamonds in a bamboo tube and fashioned an impromptu cannon, they could have fired it at him, as I did against the Gorn, thus guaranteeing victory. Tyrell Davis, much like the burrowing Horta made of rock, was able to burrow through solid rock with acid. Why didn't Barcells mind meld with Tyrell, telling him they were on a mission of peace for the good of man? That would have worked, I believe, in stopping Tyrell. How about Vinny Testaverde? If only they could have implanted the Romulan cloaking device in him, rendering him invisible. So they could not see where he was passing the ball, only to become visible as he passes the ball.
Well, that seems logical.
Why couldn't they get the Romulan cloaking device? And finally, maybe if they would have defeated them as I defeated the Gamesters of Triskelion, with a battle to the death with a morgue, thus freeing the enslaved thralls. This could have worked. My analysis on the game. Mr. Sulu, get us out of here.
Well, you make a lot of sense.
Whoa, there he goes.
I gifted.
Wow, he did make a lot of sense. If only they could have fashioned a cannon and shot Elway with it like he did the Gorn. It makes perfect sense.
You know, you have too much time with your
America.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday with U2 from the Joshua Tree, Bullet the Blue Sky. By the way, my favorite CD of the 80s.
Is it?
Joshua Tree. Not many great albums came out of the 80s.
No.
Appetite Destruction did. Joshua Tree. What is your favorite album of the 80s?
Of the 80s?
Would it be Kaja Goo Goo's Greatest Hits?
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't get enough of Too Shy Shy.
That you had to buy the whole album?
Oh, yeah.
See if they had a follow-up hit?
Yeah. Culture Club.
Culture
another,
Club
big,
was another
big favorite of mine.
One of your faves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I think you were into that band, huh?
Just give me any 80s fag band. Yeah. Yeah, I'm there, Opie. Yeah.
Yeah. Adam Ant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Goody Two Shoes. That fits you.
Of course. You're even jackass today.
I'm just
a little smartass. You're all wound up.
I'm wound up and filled with sarcasm today.
Mm. Well, I think congrats are in order for Jimmy.
Yes.
No matter how much we bitched about
the evolution of the Rock of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that little dark period that we had to go through? Well, he won an AIR award.
Yes, he did.
It's an, what is it, artist in radio?
In radio or something like that. It's truly an honor. And
right.
Jimmy brought home the hardware for NEW.
Because he did a great job on it.
Yes.
You know?
He produced the whole thing, all the cool sweepers and the news clips and the montages, and it was very well produced.
And he walked away with the award.
We just didn't agree with the concept at the time, but Jimmy was rewarded for his hard work today, and we want to congratulate him.
Congratulations.
All right.
We didn't get any awards.
We didn't even submit.
I don't think we'll be getting any awards.
We didn't even submit, though.
I know.
We don't submit to awards.
I know.
It's a big kiss ass. I hate awards.
I know.
We were voted runner-up best afternoon drive show in the country, though.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
By, I guess, our peers. It was in one of the trade magazines.
Well, I'm honored, Opie, that our peers feel that.
That came out December 18th, I think.
Yeah.
But we didn't get an award for that, because I guess we were runner-ups or something.
Runner-ups. Always sloppy seconds for the Opie and Anthony show.
Who cares? All right. On line one, we got someone that has an observation about Star Trek.
Okay.
One of your favorite shows, Anthony.
Good.
Hi, NEW.
Hey, Ann.
No.
Is it just me, or did that Doomsday Machine look like a giant doobie?
A big doob, and it was even burning kind of thing.
It was. It had, like, you know, it had the live head, you know.
Yeah.
It was a little pinched down. It looked like it might have been, you know, chewed on a little bit on the end. But it was a big, fat doober. And you said something the other day that just killed me, man, but I can't remember the friggin' name of it. You remember Gummy the Dwarf from the, what was it, the Tholian Web?
Yeah.
What drink did he offer Kirk?
Captain Kirk, have some Tranya.
Tranya. Oh, my God. How the hell you remember that shit? Tranya.
Tranya.
Well, listen, I got a work call, guys.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.
The word of the day is... Tranya. Captain Kirk, we are a lot alike, both proud of our ships. That was Ron Howard's brother.
Yes.
What's his name? Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
He was a little fidget back then, and they put him in the spaceship. And he's sitting in that chair.
With that big, huge forehead of his.
Oh, he had a shaved head and everything.
The light bulb head that he's got working.
Huge light bulb head and these, like, gnarly teeth. Captain Kirk. I was testing you. Have some Tranya.
Love that show, damn it. Hey, we want to say hi to all the members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club checking in to the program this afternoon. We got the Hummer Queen song here.
Oh, yeah.
For all the members. And we are encouraging everyone out there to send in their Tuesday Night Hummer songs.
Oh, Opie. People will never learn how to use the internet. I got an email here from Joe. He says, hey, guys, I listened last Friday. It sounded like loads of fun. But the pictures on the website are too small and do not do the event justice it deserves.
He's talking about the Smash the Bronco thing we did Friday.
Yeah. Ant, see if you can enlarge the pics and repost them to the site. Rock on. Joe, those are what are called thumbnails. See, they're a little preview of the picture that if you click on it, they get bigger.
Much bigger.
Yeah.
They look great on the website.
They really look good.
So if you're online right now, go to www.wnew.com.
Joe, nut.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, The Rolling Stones, 2 for Tuesday, Monkey Man. So now Mick Jagger's claiming in the paper that he was never officially married to Jerry Hall.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Damn, nice. Mick, banging all our broads. Save some for the rest of us, will you? This guy is unbelievable. Think she's going to get the money eventually?
She'll get something.
She wants $50
million? $50 million. How does anyone rate that kind of change in a divorce settlement? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
What is anything like that? Or the lawsuits that people bring up that, you know, I lost my my pinky, so I want $1 million. Or I want $50 million.
Or you spilled coffee on your lap.
Yeah.
Your fault, and you're suing for $10 million.
Usually it's some old bag. She's shaking while she's taking the lid off, and she spills it in her lap. I think a younger woman should get more money if she spills hot coffee in her lap. At least she's using it or something. It's not like she, no. you're damaging anything that's being used,
now,
lady.
Now, how dare you state that old people don't F?
Hey, I don't want to think about it. Anytime that stupid Golden Girls show is on, and they're all talking about sex and how, oh, boy, I was with this man last night, and, oh, we had a... Oh, Rue McClanahan? You know, I want to think about that.
You know, we got to start doing our radio show from our car. I guess we got to expose another one of our bits when we drive in.
Uh-oh.
The Yoshi the Pork Man developed when we were driving into Manhattan. We saw the, you know, Asian delivery guys in their bikes with their delivery basket and stuff.
Yeah.
That's where that bit developed, just coming into the city.
You're going to get into this.
Our new one is when we're at... We're just not meant for society. We should be locked up. But
yeah.
when we stop at the lights in Manhattan, we look around and we just goof on every single person we see, first of all.
That's what everyone does.
And then when we see a really old lady...
This is terrible.
Anthony goes, you know, there was a time when she was hot and
used to go. She went. Think she still goes?
No, you can picture, you know, it's like 1910.
Yeah.
And she's just, you know, going to town.
She's a hot, you know, chick living in Manhattan, and she goes.
Yeah.
But now she's really old and wrinkled up.
It's just like decrepit with the walker with the little spokes on them, like the four-pronged walker. She's walking down the street.
With the training walker attached.
Yeah. Yeah, or she's in a little rascal scooter.
And you just look and think, like, man, maybe, you know, 1920.
She used to go.
Yeah, there's a prohibition going on. She goes to the speakeasies, you know? She's a flapper.
It's like, now look at her.
And she's like, hey, she's a hot-looking dame. 23 Skidoo, hubba hubba, you know? And she's getting some.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, whee!
She's kind of walking down the street.
It's just a bad bit. Just horrible.
You know, you got to wonder.
Of course you wonder.
Not in a sexual way. Don't get me wrong. I'm not looking at these old women thinking, no, hottie. Just thinking, you know, in their past, which ones were like the whores and which ones.
No, because even now, you know, there are
That's
girls.
That's how far you go with the bit, too.
Well, there are girls
you
that
decide
are.
You decide if, you know, if she was a virgin when she got married or if she was a slut and did everyone. It's a poor old lady with a walker
Doesn't
on the side
matter.
Of the road.
Doesn't matter. Look now. There are women and girls, women that are virtuous, you know. And then there are whores.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't any different back then. You see an old woman with that funny hats that they wear and the big shellac hairdos that they have done at the parlor every month. And you wonder, you know, was she a whore? Or was she one of the virtuous ones? Do a lot of thinking on the way in.
Yeah, we keep ourselves entertained. Fax line 212-957-WNEW. Chris. We get our best stuff from the faithful listeners.
Yes, we do.
Chris writes, I found some photos of Anthony's new crush. I hope you enjoy them and have your crayons to color them all in.
What is it, coloring book pages?
Well, he sent 7 pages from the big comfy couch coloring book, Anthony.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know about this show until yesterday.
Hey, I like Allison Court.
And now explain what the big comfy couch show is all about.
I've never seen it. I saw her do a little appearance on Rosie O'Donnell the other day. And she's Lunette, this clown.
She has pigtails.
Yeah, yeah.
And freckles and a clown nose. And Anthony thinks she's hot.
Well, she's 25 and out of makeup, she's really hot.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, Chris sent in the pages from the coloring book. And there's your new girlfriend sitting on our cute, you know, comfy couch with her little comfy couch doll. And underneath it says, let's get comfy, Anthony.
How old is this guy? Come on. He
sent your coloring book pages?
Yeah, and you're supposed to color these in.
Oh.
And then you got your new girlfriend. She's on her big comfy couch, and she's got her doctor gear on.
Yeah.
And she's got the scope on the comfy
the
couch
doll.
And underneath it says, I'd like to get naked and play doctor.
Now there's your hot girlfriend with her pigtails. Bending over the big comfy couch, rearranging things.
Yeah.
And then underneath it says, let me tidy things up. Gee, I hope that there isn't some greasy-looking perverted sicko standing behind me while I bend over here.
She's a dirty clown.
Our listeners have way too much time. And then, this is brutal. You got your brand-new girlfriend in her clown getup with her comfy couch doll on the big letter F block.
Right, she's on a block with the big letter F on it. I wonder what this person
and
wrote.
Says, Anthony, F me, you big perverted clown-loving pedophile.
Come on, she's 25 years old.
But she's playing an 8-year-old.
No, she's
in
not.
Makeup.
She's playing a clown.
She's playing an 8-year-old. Do you hear
she
how she
is
talks?
Not. Look at her. Look at her. She's, I got pictures of her here out of makeup.
She's supposed to be a little girl on her comfy couch with her comfy couch little dolly.
I've never seen the comfy
just
couch
just because
show.
The actress is 25, she's playing an 8-year-old and you think she's hot.
I've never seen the comfy couch show. I'm saying the girl, Allison Court, that plays Lunette the Clown is hot. Not Lunette the Clown. I don't even know why I have to explain things like this.
All right. Well, there you go. Thanks for sending that in. Oh, wait. Why am I throwing that away? I'm sure you're going to want to color this in there.
Oh, of course, Opie. Yes. Because I'm coloring it in now. Yeah.
Here you go. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday with Bruce Springsteen. Adam raised a cane and Devil with the Blue Dress from the No Nuke soundtrack. It's Opie and Anthony.
Getting some email here on the pictures that are up on the WNEW website. Our little Jets promotion that we did on Friday.
That was a huge success. We got front page of the record over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was shown on TV all over the ball field. It was pretty good. Had a lot of people there. And it was a party.
Mm-hmm. See, Jeff says, I've never seen a Bronco destroyed like that. Excellent promo. Can't wait to see the next sick idea you guys come up with.
We already have the next idea. If you want to check out the pictures, they're on the NEW website. There's about 15 of them or so.
Yeah, I think so.
Our next idea, we want to start this concept where we go out every, like once a month or so, maybe a little longer than that.
Yeah.
And it's called Get Your Aggression Out on Friday or something like that. Or
it's tied into FU Friday.
Yeah.
To get your aggressions out, we're going to give you the opportunity to destroy certain things that might just piss you off.
Yes.
During life.
Now, we've partied in Manhattan. We've taken the show to Jersey. Mm-hmm. We want to go to Long Island next.
Yeah.
Want to find a cool bar that has a cool happy hour. Want to get everybody out there. This is down the road. We're not going to do it like this Friday, but maybe in a couple weeks or so, or maybe in a month, whatever.
No, this was a good icebreaker because we're going to do a lot more.
We love being out there. Yeah. We love being out and about. So we want to get a bunch of pianos and have people smash that with sledgehammers. Because I think that would sound really wild on the radio.
A little sledgehammer concerto.
Yes, and then
like chopsticks.
And then I want to challenge Anthony to a round of Tic Tac Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a concept we came up with last night on the ride home.
I like it. Big TVs, 9 of them, up like Hollywood Squares.
Yes.
And then we just have Rosie on all the TVs.
Yes.
And me and you throw bowling balls at it,
mm-hmm.
and try to get tic-tac-toe.
Yes.
Because a bowling ball through a TV is just, God, it's you got to love how that looks and sounds.
Especially when the TV is plugged in, it's pretty fun.
It's got Rosie on there.
Yeah. So that's what we're trying to develop for the next road show.
Yeah.
Okay?
Stay tuned.
And if you have an idea, we'd listen to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our best ideas come from you guys.
Yeah.
You know, you could either email us or send some instant feedback, or you could fax us. Just get a hold of us with your wacky ideas.
Thank you.
Okay. We had an exclusive yesterday, Anthony.
Yes, we did.
We don't want to keep talking about the Jets' loss. It's kind of sad. The Giants fans are all laughing and saying, right. I told you so and all that. It hurts.
There's no need to get like that.
It hurts.
Yeah.
But
we'll move on.
I guess. Well, I can't follow the Knicks, especially if they sign Sprewell.
Sprewell. Probably getting signed to the Knicks.
That's crazy. They're going to give Jeff Van Gundy neck braces?
Big metal collar?
Big metal collars for every game? New York doesn't need a championship that bad that they have to go out and get Sprewell.
A thug.
Another reason I'm not following basketball this year. Even though I know every move that is happening in the NBA, I'm that pathetic, as much as I try not to pay attention. And now I got the Islanders. That's my team.
Oh.
What are they? Have they lost, 250 games in a row at this point? What happened? Started the season off on the right foot, and now they've lost, I think, 89 games in a row, Anthony.
I don't know. Maybe they're afraid that scoreboard's going to fall on their head at the Coliseum.
That's what's happening. That's right, remember?
Jinx scoreboard. Yeah, they didn't even want to play at the Coliseum. They want a new place to play because they said the scoreboard isn't safe. It's come crashing down on the ice.
So do you think that maybe the team is too busy looking up instead of playing the game?
That's it. If you were looking where you're supposed to be passing and shooting the puck, instead of going, oh, God, is it going to fall this time as you skate under the scoreboard, I say give them a new place.
And they'll do better?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But I'm going to state right now, Islanders, my team. My team.
Just so in
so in
10
years
come,
when they maybe make it back into the cup.
You're not a bandwagon jumper.
Right. You guys will know that I've always followed the bastards.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, speaking of the Jets game, this was an exclusive for us in our show.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud, but it's a national story now. There was a fan at the game on Sunday at Mile High Stadium.
Yeah.
And he got hurt really, really bad.
A Jets fan, yeah.
And who does he call? Does he call Larry King? Does he call CNN? Does he call ESPN? No, he called us, Anthony.
I know.
Two for Tuesday with Aerosmith on The Rock of New York. 1027 WNEW, Last Child, and What It Takes. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
How are you?
Very well.
Once again, want to say hi to all the members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Being inducted as we speak.
And to the people that aren't members yet, good luck to you tonight.
Good luck.
We got another one of our Tuesday Night Hummer Club songs on the way.
Yeah.
It's a fan favorite, the Blow Me song.
Oh, yeah. You hardly even know me.
Haven't played that in a couple weeks, so stick around for that.
So,
I think we got a guy on line six here that has some observations about you.
Me?
Yeah.
What do I do?
The faithful listeners, they listen very closely and they pick up on things, Anthony.
Okay.
Hi, NEW.
Opie, Anthony, it's Paul. How are you?
Hey, Paul.
I'm worried you guys are getting into the pedophile stuff. You started talking about that, and this is what I thought of. School buses, Anthony Sports Wood. Comfy couch, Anthony Sports Wood. Teenage tennis players, Anthony Sports Wood. And which one of you were into the Olsen twins?
Anthony,
I just said we were
Sports Wood.
I just said we were 6 years away from being able to have a legitimate threesome with the Olsen twins.
Oh,
I have never made any pedophile jokes. You said that O.J. Simpson's daughter used to be hot, and then she got fat. Come on. What is that?
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
You guys are going under the surface. The FCC is coming after you.
Come on. All right, well, let's get off the subject. I just want to wish Jody Sweetin a happy 17th birthday. It's the blonde girl from Full House. One year to go.
You're a dirty man.
All right, man. We got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, 1 year. Happy birthday, Jody. You're 18 in 1 year. I saw some new pictures of her somebody sent me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
there's a girl out there that...
She's a dirty girl.
There's a girl out there that loves when you do the dirty girl voice.
Yeah.
Where's that instant feedback?
My God, we're getting a lot of instant feedback today. Thank you, people. Jackie from Ramsey. She goes, I love the you're a dirty girl, aren't you voice. It gives me the chills every time I hear it. Love you, Anthony. Thank you, Jackie. Jackie out there in Ramsey. You're such a dirty girl, aren't you, Jackie? You're a dirty, filthy girl. You like it dirty, don't you? I bet. Yes, you do.
I'm watching you.
It's like the perverted Bob Ross. I'm going to put some Lizard and Crimson on your ass. Yeah. Yeah, this is how I work my brush. Yeah, look how I paint mushrooms. I dip this in the brown. There, it's a mushroom. It's a dirty mushroom, isn't it? My big afro looks like a 70s porno film, doesn't it? Yeah. My God.
Oh, damn. Bob Ross is dead.
Yeah.
I used to have so much fun just watching him paint. It's like,
wasn't that fun?
It's like, how the hell did he do that?
Yeah. Like a half hour, he would do this mint painting. Ugh. You couldn't even fathom being able to paint like that. And he's like, yeah, you just pick up a spatula, yeah. You know. Now get your mixer from the kitchen and it's beautiful. It's a mountain.
Yeah.
If I did it, it would look like I used a spatula. And a mixer.
It makes a forest. It makes
not bomb.
It makes you feel retarded, like you can't do this.
Yeah. Look, we just dip my big afro into some liquid white, and I'm just going to
push my head into this canvas. There, look at those puffy clouds. Isn't that great? Let me get my beard. I'm gonna dip my beard in this brown color. There's a happy little bush. I made it out of my beard. That's where the rabbits live. And my big hairy ass.
Oh, here we go. Here
my we go. Big hairy ass. I'm gonna sit in a little bit of this blue, this aqua blue. I'm gonna make a river. Here we go. There it is. I just took my big hairy afro ass, sat it in the blue. Look at that. It's a little water hole, isn't it? I made a watering hole. Look at that, a little cave where the little snakes live.
I never used regular painting utensils.
Paint with a brick.
What else is going on?
Well, I see in the paper Bill Clinton, Opie.
Mm-hmm.
Always a favorite.
You want to save the Clinton bit? I think we gave the listeners a lot this break here.
You're a pisser.
I think we should let them just kind of hang out and sit back and reflect on what we just gave them, Anthony.
Hey, coming up next, we'll be talking about Bill Clinton.
Got to spread out the bits a little bit here.
Wow. What are you, listening to Gary Walt?
All right. No comment. Okay. And also on the way, is Corky Steinbrenner really making an appearance today? Hey, where's Black Earl?
Black Earl.
We need to talk to Black Earl in a little while here.
About?
I was just reading all the instant feedback while the commercials were playing.
Yeah.
And everyone's checking out the pictures from the Smash the Bronco thing we did Friday.
Oh,
and Manny's and Menaki.
Yes.
And everyone loved the pictures. Check them out for yourself on the NAW website. But all the faithful listeners are sitting there going, where's the picture of the girl that flashed her boobs on top of the Bronco?
Girl got on top of the Bronco and flashed the entire crowd. She whipped them out.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
And she swears she's going to be the one that does it on the Today Show for the $1,000, by the way.
Yeah, that's what she said at first. And then we're like, well, why don't you give these people here a preview? And, of course, everyone just was like, wow.
They freaked out.
Yeah.
We got to talk to Black Earl. It was his job to get the photo of the girl. He got every other photo but that one. I want to find out what happened. You think he was shaking too much with the camera or something?
Maybe. That was, as my brother likes to say, Major Dairy.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday. Metallica from Garage Inc., Whiskey in the Jar. And Until It Sleeps from Load. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Now, Anthony, you got the pictures up and running.
Yeah.
WNEW.com.
Mm-hmm.
Got 15 pictures from our Smash the Bronco thing we did Friday at Manny's and Menaki.
Good pics. You see the Bronco in various states of being destroyed by the people that were down there. And a nice group shot of all the people on the overturned Bronco with weapons and things they used to destroy the Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are emailing us.
Some? Just about every single one of our listeners.
There's a picture that's mysteriously missing.
Picture mysteriously absent. Unsolved mysteries. Earl took the pictures, but when they made it to the website, the pictures of the boobs were mysteriously absent. We went to Earl.
Well, we got Black Earl in the studio.
What happened, Earl?
And you see, I have to separate Black and Earl because a lot of people think I say Black Girl. It's Black Earl.
Black Girl.
Now, Earl was in charge of taking the pictures. Earl was in charge of our whole broadcast at Manny's, now that I think about it. So maybe we shouldn't ride him too hard here. But it was one of his jobs to take all the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What happened when the girl was showing her boobs on top of the Bronco?
Now, you told me on air, and you can hear it on the air say, Earl, take a picture. So okay. I got the camera ready, took the picture. Now, when we downloaded the shot... Now, the digital camera isn't as quick as a regular camera.
Right. You're not going to get like... Nothing like that.
Yes, it's very slow.
Very slow.
So I took one shot.
So I figure if it's a slow camera, you would wait until you have visual boobage and then snap it. Okay, go.
So I took the shot, and when we downloaded it to look at the picture, she was only halfway.
Oh, God.
So why didn't you wait until you saw the brights shining in your...
Well... That's just it. I'm thinking, like...
You were anticipating, weren't you?
Like a regular camera. I was It was just bad timing.
Yeah.
Earl, you let us all down.
He lost the shot.
I lost the shot.
That prize
shot. That
was
the only shot we cared about. Who cares about the stupid Bronco
that
smashed?
50 shots of the smash Bronco. The one picture of the girl that exposed herself to the crowd.
Ugh.
With the huge globes.
And it's Karen, right? Karen's online?
Maybe she'll recreate the scene for us.
Karen.
Yes.
We don't have a picture of your lovely boobs on our website.
I'm sorry.
Earl wasn't fast enough with the camera.
See, and I did it for a good amount of time, too.
Yeah, you did, and you started jumping up and down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were moving.
Earl, you could have got 20 shots.
I know.
20. We just needed one picture of it.
I was a little busy.
Digital camera doesn't go fast. It's like he's using a Kodak Brownie, like one of those old original camera. What would you have, like the flash powder on the stick? Wait a minute, I'm. Come on, Earl. How long did it take to reload?
Well, that was the my batteries were going.
Batteries. Earl's underneath the big cloth. You know how you have to pull the 19th century photographer, you got to pull the rag over your head, smile, push the plunger.
I like playing 19th century photographer when I go out on weekends.
go up behind a girl and pull the dress up. Smile! Take a pull! Film's got to be changed.
Well, Karen, we don't have a picture of you, but we have 20 other pictures from our event this past Friday.
Yeah, I know. I looked.
What the heck is wrong with the phone today?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah, well, maybe one of the next things we do, you could come down and we could get a recreation or something.
I would so be there.
Or maybe you could come down to the studio tomorrow and we'll take a few shots.
or that.
I can do that.
And we could have them on our website by 4 o'clock tomorrow.
I can so do that.
Because so many people want to see what your boobs look like.
I'm sure.
And there's a big argument going on. A lot of people thought that only one of your nipples were pierced.
No, two.
Both.
Both. See? Most and people only saw the one.
Both.
And was there a tat?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
See, a butterfly tattoo.
See, we have to do this all from memory, unfortunately.
From memory.
Earl. I was a little busy.
God. I think the best was the
You had no problem taking pictures of all the guys.
No, stop it.
Yeah, the group shot. The group shot. That's a nice picture, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't have your boobs.
I'm highly insulted.
All right. Well, talk to Rick. We'll try to set something up for maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Because our perverted listeners would love to see you.
And so would you guys, I'm sure.
Oh, no. We don't like that at all.
Please. Whatever.
We're professionals. This is just for our listeners.
Yeah, we're doing it for our listeners.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
About it, all right?
Like you didn't enjoy it. Anyway,
So, what are the odds of you doing this for the Today Show thing?
Oh, they're so good. I can tell you that. They're so good.
Really?
It's a matter of picking a day.
All right. Well, that money's still on the line. First girl shows her boobs during the Today Show.
And it has to say Opening Anthony, right?
Yeah,
well, that would be nice.
Or we'll accept any W.
Okay.
Opening Anthony would be nice, though.
All right.
Or Op and Ack, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, hold on for Rick.
Okay.
All right. There she goes, Karen.
Off and running.
Yes. All right, Clinton State of the Union address tonight. CARE. Why is it on 50 channels?
I don't know.
They list all the channels his address is going to be on. Couldn't we just pick two, maybe CNN and Channel 2?
No, because they all have to show it so that they have their anchor after tell you what he said.
Ugh. You heard the president speak of the economic state of the blah, blah, blah.
But I find it weird that HBO scheduled Boogie Nights on at the same time. same time as the State of the Union address. You can watch Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
On HBO.
That's great.
You can see one or the other.
Yes. Well, it's another night of Tomb Raiders 3 for me, I guess.
You're addicted, aren't you?
Yeah, of course I am.
Tomb Raiders.
I do the PlayStation thing.
Yeah. You don't...
And I've been reading about Tomb Raiders 3, and I finally got into it, and I've been playing for, 20 straight hours now.
See?
I take a break to come in here to do the radio show.
You found one that you got addicted to.
Yes.
Now, how long is the longest you have spent online or on the PlayStation playing Tomb Raider?
8 hours.
8 hours. 8 hours. And you were laughing at me for 10.
8 hours before the Jet game. And then another 4 after the Jet game.
Remember him laughing at me for spending 10 hours playing Half-Life?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
8 is fine. 10, now you're crazy.
Hey, man, I had to figure out, you know, what to do with Lara.
Hey, I agree.
Got to get Lara through the jungle. There's tigers coming at me and stupid monkeys that are grabbing my med packs and stuff. Now, I found the shotgun. I'm blowing away the monkeys. They tell you not to blow away the stupid monkeys, but I'm blowing them away.
And shoot the monkeys. They tell you where to go.
Well, yeah, but...
they guide you.
It's fun when you see them explode, though.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
Now,
and then I found the river, and then I had to jump in, and now I'm underwater in these tunnels, and I popped out in this ancient temple that's filled with water, with waterfalls, and I don't know what to do now. This is only the first quarter of the game.
See, you're hooked.
I am hooked.
I think I've settled down a little. I've calmed down with my computer game.
Yeah.
I think, Half-Life, I'm only on there for 12 hours a day now. As a matter of fact... Optima Cable went to my house earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Cable modem.
Whoa.
For my multiplayer habit.
Wow.
I'll beat you people that I play with online. I'll be kicking your ass tonight. Yeah.
And I got Metal Gear on the side waiting to play.
Do you?
That's the next one when I get done with Tomb Raiders 3.
Metal Gear's good, man.
Yeah, with Snake. Snake rocks.
Also, new Duke Nukem coming out soon.
Yeah, I got to play that one as well.
Yeah.
So they're just piling up in my house.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of death and destruction for everybody. It's fun.
You know, speaking of PlayStation, I tried, John Madden's NFL 99 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you figure out how to play a football game with the PlayStation.
Yeah.
1027 WNEW with Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
That's becoming the theme song for the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, I believe.
It's very appropriate.
And I like the other one as well.
Which one?
From the Hummer Queen that was sent in to us.
That's a good one.
It's a quickie.
Sure, sure.
Let's listen to it real fast.
It's Hummer time, hum hum, Hummer time, hum hum, Hummer time, hum hum, Hummer time, Hummer time, hum hum, Hummer time, Hummer time.
That grows on you. That one definitely grows on you.
Certainly does.
If you want to add your Hummer Time song to the list, please send it into our program. We got two thus far that we like. And we'll play all songs sent in. All right?
All right.
What else we got, Anthony?
Well, I'm looking through the paper, Opie. I see Joey D, the Yankee Clipper.
Man. Who would have figured on this one?
Well, they were saying he was pretty much dead. That's it. They were using words like very dire situation.
Would you like some peanuts?
Last rites were given. Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
Sorry. I'm just trying to get my workbook out here, and I noticed I had some peanuts.
The family signed a do not resuscitate order. Remember that? Mm-hmm. It was really bad. And then the next day would come by, and... Jolton Joe's making a comeback.
Yes.
He's looking good.
Yes.
He was caught in a rundown between life and death. And he was running back towards life. And then the next day, oh, my God, he's going back towards death. So then finally he said, hey, you know, knock it off. Wait till this pans out. And then just shut up.
No reports. No more reports on my health. Leave me alone. And then a month goes by and it hits the news yesterday that he's out of the hospital.
He was released. Yeah. Yeah. 84 years old. And not only that, George Steinbrenner, Corky Steinbrenner, has come out and said that he will probably throw out the first pitch next season. Yogi, he had made up with Yogi Berra because everyone thought that Joe D was going to drop dead. So then Yogi would throw out the pitch.
Yogi would be, you know.
Yeah, the surviving.
The man.
Yankee, old-timer.
Great, right.
So now it looks like Yogi's going to catch Joe D's pitch.
Is that what they're saying, though?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
You read that somewhere?
Yeah, it's right here in New York.
God, I want to see that.
I know. Come on, he can't hit. Yogi can't crouch down in that position anymore.
Yogi not crouching, but you think Joe, he's going to have to stand 2 feet away from him. I mean, we all love Joe D.
The jolting.
The jolting Joe.
Yes.
But, I mean, 84 years old, he was saying hi to St. Peter a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if he's going to be winging that ball, you know?
Maybe we could give him a wiffle ball.
That might work, too. But, of course, Corky Steinbrenner, once again, very emotional.
Now, is this an actual quote that we could find in the paper, Anthony?
Of course.
Where is it?
It's page 4 of Newsday. It's got George Steinbrenner.
All right.
It's all bold letters.
Yeah.
And he's saying about the recovery that Joe D. made.
This is one of the greatest moments in Yankee history.
Dang. You might remember his previous quotes.
This is the best team in baseball. Getting this trophy from you makes it even worse.
From a man I've known for 20-some-odd years.
20-some-odd years.
So what is his latest quote again? I got to hear that again.
This is one of the greatest moments in Yankee history, guy.
So Corky's very happy that Joe D will probably be thrown out the first pitch.
I think we're all happy.
Very happy.
Oh, no. Here he comes. Corky Steinbrenner, everyone.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Joe D thrown out the first pitch again. Champion. 99 season. Joe D. Where's my contact? Joey D gonna be at my wedding when we get married. I'm Corky Steinbrenner. I own the Yankees. Joey D gonna try the purple ball for the purple game.
Corky, calm down. Calm down. I like your Crazy Eddie outfit today, by the way.
I have a turtleneck and a sports jacket. I look like Crazy Corky. And I got my retarded hairdo. Look at my hairdo.
I see it.
How come we all have the same hairdo?
No, you all have the same face. You just look like you have different wigs on.
No, they all give me the same haircut.
Maverick, punch out. You're going in. Punch out of this.
Oh. Well, there you go, Jolting Joe. Congratulations on your recovery.
Hi, N.E.W.
Who would win a fight, you or Brutus?
I'll kick his ass.
Oh, man.
All right, man.
All right, dude. See you later.
Popeye's Ice Clay. Jesus, these people are insane.
I told you, we get our best stuff from our listeners.
They come up with some great ideas.
Who would have ever thought of Popeye Dice Clay?
It's like a strange Gilligan's Island episode when they switched brains. All of a sudden, it's Popeye Dice Clay.
Getting a bunch of faxes from people. They want to know if Popeye joined the Tuesday Number Club.
Oh, of course. Olives is pretty good with me member. And Bluto isn't in it. Me and Olive's got married. Now Blutzko doesn't get any.
Yes.
She was the only whore in town. What does Olive and a submarine have in common?
What, Popeye?
They're both full of semen. That's an old nautical joke. I tell it while I'm on the boats. Oh, my gosh. You ain't never seen a pusky like the one on olives.
I told you many times you can't say pusky on the radio.
I'll say it's pusky whenever I want to say it's pusky. Pusky. It looks like the sea hag. Olives. Olives. Eat a burger for Christ's sake. Use a bag's gabones. I can't even grab your ass. You ain't got gonna ask. Olives, how about a little hygiene? I'm a sailor man. I know what low tide smells like. Something emsgonating from the pusky. Where's Wimpy?
Oh, yeah, you think Wimpy's a homo, right?
Wimpy's a flameskin homesco sex school. Always looking for free meat. Skip the beat. Yeah, skip the beat up, yep, the beat the beat up, skip the beat up, yep. That's right. Now I'll open the cans of spinach. And makes me member grow. I keep doing this, I'm not going to be able to talk tomorrow. If you haven't noticed, I have a sore throat.
All right, well, I guess Popeye is a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Of course.
That's something everyone wanted to know today.
But I have to reciprocate. Sometimes I burn Olive's pusky with my pipe. Because I never take it out of me mouth. Why do you think that one eye pops out? It's the fumes. Olive does a great trick with her pusky.
Yeah, what is that?
Watch, watch. Come here, Olive. Let me take me pipes out of me mouth. Put it here, down by the pusky. Okay, go, Olives. Look, she blows the pipes. It's a magical pusky.
You can't say that word on the radio, man.
Pusky, pusky, pusky. I never heard of no rules against the word pusky.
Wow, all right. All right. Well, I guess we got the answer to our question. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, another track from By Your Side, Black Crowes, Only a Fool. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hello.
And, but there's a new rule for our show. We got to get all our commercials in before 7 o'clock.
We're sure running late today.
Well, we still have a few things we still want to discuss.
We always run late.
Latrell Sprewell, officially a Knick. Knicks trading Starks and Mills to Golden State.
Oh, so we got him, huh?
Yeah.
Great.
What is Jeff Van Gundy going to do?
I don't know. Wear hard collars?
Well, maybe we can make him look like one of those members of the tribe that you see on the Discovery Channel where they have the real long necks and they have, what, the hoops or whatever?
Like, big brass rings around their neck or something?
Maybe we can make Jeff Van Gundy look like that.
So he can have the big long neck?
Yeah. Well, so Sprewell doesn't take a bite or try to strangle him.
Choke him. Well, I'm glad we have him.
Well, here's the deal, because we're feeling the pressure. We got to play these spots before 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Wait, whose birthday is it, by the way? Gene Stapleton's birthday today?
Yeah.
Edith?
Edith Bunker.
How old is Edith? 76 for Edith?
Good night, Archie. Oh, Archie, what are you doing? What are you going down there for? Oh, I don't know about this Yes, Archie. Oh, ow, Archie. Stick your tongue in a little. Oh, oh my goodness, Archie. Oh, eat my Archie. Oh, Archie. Mm, yes, 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 Archie. Yes. You want a beer, Archie? I'll go get you a beer.
That is just so wrong, man.
Happy birthday, Edith.
Happy birthday, Gene. See ya.
76 years young.
Happy birthday to ya.
All right, here's the deal, because we got to play these spots. Stephen Lynch is coming in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Our pal. If you're a faithful listener to the show, you know Stephen Lynch. He sang the Special Olympics song. He sung the Gerbil song. He sung the...
Sang song.
Sorry.
He singed it.
That all those goof songs that we've been playing for the last 3 months, he's coming in with a whole batch of new songs tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very exciting.
You must be 21 or older to win.
It's all from WNUW and your friends at Zoom.com.
Anthony, can we hear your cute little Zoom.com voice one more time?
$5,000!
Come on, they tell me. I do.
It's open air. We're just about out the door. Tony Pig up next. Yeah. Tony! Hey!
Tony!
Babes! What's up, Tony?
How you doing?
Popeye and... No, love you guys.
What's going on, bro?
Oh, nothing.
Are you going to rock tonight?
I'm going to rock my socks off, and yours too. But you know, Regis is asking about you. When are you going to get him on the show?
We got to get him on.
We were supposed to have him on about a month ago.
He's a madman.
Then something happened. Is his shoulder okay from Brian Leach's shot the other morning? I saw that.
Yeah, I haven't asked him, but it looked like it hurt.
Brian Leach was taking shots at Regis. In full goalie attire.
Except for shoulder pads. He had no shoulder.
But no one knew that. And Brian Leach takes the final shot and nails Regis in the shoulder. And all of a sudden, Regis drops his glove and his stick and lifts his mask up and goes, I don't have any pads. And you could hear the hush over the crowd. They were freaking, huh?
You could hear the thunk when you hit him, too.
Yeah. Just nailed him in the shoulder. And Brian Leach, I don't know.
Reach is a tough guy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he's a very tough guy.
But Brian used maybe like 30% of his power and still nailed Regis right in the blade.
Could have went right through his arm if he went 100%.
Yeah. No bruise this morning, though, he said.
Oh, good.
He wasn't black and blue.
Well, tell Regis we said hi.
How about the one where Stone Cold Steve Austin from WWF Wrestling was on?
He loves Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And they got in like a little goof play wrestling thing because Stone Cold can like snap him in half, you know?
He heard him. Yeah
he spun around and hit him in the nose with his arm accidentally, and Regis grabbed his nose like, ah! And Stone Cold's like, hey, what's the matter? I get you in the snout? I thought that was great. In the snout. Opened up a can of whoop-ass on you, Regis Philbin! And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
We want to stay. Can we do another hour?
Would you? Really?
Yeah, well, you know how Gary enjoys when we stay late.
Yeah.
Does Gary like that? He loves it, huh?
I'm not sure. Some days he likes it, and other days he wishes we would not come in at all. So.
Not even start at 3.
Right. Well, tomorrow, thanks, Tony. We'll see you next on the radio, okay?
All right, man.
Stay tuned for Tony Pick.
Tomorrow, we got Stephen Lynch, our buddy, our pal, who comes up with all the goof songs that you've come to know and love.
Yes.
Can't wait. He's got a couple songs tomorrow. He's got a song about hermaphrodites. Is that true?
That's a great little subject for a ditty.
And he's got a song about kittens. Kill a kitten or something like that. And
get the phones ringing.
And a cute little song about a priest, right?
Oh, sure, it's touching.
I can't wait. He could be our favorite guest.
He is. He's right up there.
Between him, Mark Golan from Maxim, and Louis Black from Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's the only guest we have on our show.
Yeah, that's true.
That's about it.
Chased everybody else away.
Well, we say no to everyone else, because if you don't get the vibe in here, we don't want you in here.
You bring the energy down, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's
Tony's on the list, too.
Yeah,
he's allowed to come in at any time.
Yeah, you made our list, Tony.
Oh, cool, man.
You're good energy,
really?
Man. Earl?
You know, Louis Black is an old friend of mine.
Louis is great.
He's a great guy.
He's coming in soon, I think, next Thursday or something like that. All right.
Andrea wanted to know if she was on the list.
Andrea. She's quiet when she comes in here.
Yeah.
And she's,
I don't know. No, you know something? We got to draw the line, no?
What? She gives us the cool music to play. We'll have to discuss her.
It's going to turn into everybody. It's just like the bomb shelter episode of Happy Days.
How big is the list? How
and then, but before you know it, Fonzie's coming with his motorcycle.
Well, yeah, there's three people on the list that are allowed to come in during the show, Tony.
It's
Black Earl, Ben the Fag, and the Hummer Queen. Those are the only three.
You found out about Ben already? Took me a long time to figure that one out.
So those are the three people that are allowed to walk in while we're doing our thing because they don't wreck the energy or the chemistry or the feel of the room. There are other people. They come in here and they suck the air right out of here.
People can inadvertently ruin the energy just by having to conduct business while we're on the air.
Yeah.
That's the Andrea thing.
Right.
If she wants to come in just to hang out, that's one thing. But if it's business-oriented, energy down the toilet.
I say Andrea is allowed to come in, Anthony.
Okay.
As long as she's not conducting business. She wants to come and hang. She's a good hang.
It's nothing personal. It's strictly business.
True. But we have a list outside the door now. We lock the door at 3 o'clock, and we have a velvet rope, and Black Girl stays out there, and he checks the list to see if you're allowed to come in or not. And that's how it's going to be from now on.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.